Thank you to Barry and welcome, Giles. A message from your CEO, Adrian Bell. A belated happy 2026 to you all. By now, you will have hopefully received a letter from our Chair of Trustees, Barry Coop, explaining that he will be standing down from his role in March. On behalf of everyone at Blind Veterans UK, I want to thank Barry for all he has done. As I'm sure many of you will know, his connection to our charity is profoundly personal. His father, Des, was cared for by St Dunstan's after losing his sight in the Second World War. Barry has served the charity for 10 years as a trustee and chair for the last four of those years. He has brought personal passion to the role, as well as professional acumen and unwavering commitment to our mission. His pivotal role in the successful move to our Rustington Centre will be particularly remembered. I'm sure you will all join me in thanking him wholeheartedly and wishing him all the best for the future. As Barry explains in the letter, the charity has appointed his successor, Giles Peel. In March, he will become our 10th Chair of Trustees in our 111-year history. Giles brings a wealth of leadership experience from the veteran support sector. He previously served as Chair of Combat Stress, stepping down last year after 6 years at the helm. He has extensive governance expertise in both the public and charitable sectors. He manages his own company, advising on risk, regulatory and strategic governance, and has held non-executive roles across national health, financial services and veterans organisations. He also served for 20 years in the Royal Navy, which I know will please my fellow Matlows. I know you will join me in welcoming Giles. His outstanding leadership of Combat Stress, coupled with his governance experience and passion for veteran welfare, means he is exceptionally well placed to guide our charity during this exciting new phase. He'll be writing to introduce himself to you all in the pages of Review very soon. I would also like to thank those of you who were able to attend the various member conferences. Your time, insight, challenges and observations were extremely valuable. And I'd also like to thank those who weren't able to attend but submitted their responses to our proposed changes to the charity objects and to the proposal for a membership association. As we take this work forward, I will continue to keep you all informed. I end by offering my personal congratulations to two members of the Blind Veterans UK family who are well known to many. Our working age case manager, Glynis Gillam, and member Clive Jones both received awards in the King's New Year's Honours, recognising their work with this charity. Congratulations to them both.